Hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your host, Erica Anderson. Today, we're going to talk about a few things concerning your sense of identity and how it affects how you date and handle relationships. In the last podcast, I talked about five major rules for modern dating, and it was based on a video I saw on Instagram of a young lady who went on a date with someone that she had been talking to online for about a week, and she made it home safely, but ultimately there were a lot of red flags throughout the interaction that she had with the guy with whom she was supposed to go on the date, and that was kind of the foundation for me creating that podcast. But as the days have passed and I continue to think about how your sense of identity affects everything in your life, I thought about how, first of all, your self-awareness is a really important part of your sense of identity, because it directly affects how you approach dating and relationships. Being self-aware helps you to understand your values, your boundaries, expectations. We talked a little bit about that in the last podcast, but what I want to share about that now is the importance of understanding how your values, your boundaries, your expectations, how these things guide your decisions and your actions in dating. When you have a clear sense of who you are, what you want, you're better equipped to communicate your needs. You're better equipped to communicate your desires to potential partners. And so, of course, with being able to communicate those things, this allows you to have healthier and more fulfilling relationships. One of the things that I've learned in my journey is the importance of having my own sense of identity as I enter into new connections with people. And one of the things that I realized early on when I was more unevolved, when I had not yet established a good foundation within myself, I tolerated a lot from people. And I called it having grace. And a part of this was the conditioning growing up in the church that you have to have grace for people, that you have to give people another chance, that you have to turn the other cheek. And let me tell you, ever since I've been in the process of decolonizing my faith, I have been more intentional about not only vocalizing what my needs are when I am connecting with someone, whether it's in the dating phase or relationship, I've also been intentional about setting boundaries and making the important things known. Because I think a lot of times when you're unevolved and you're in that space of seeking that outside approval, when you're seeking for someone to like you or you want to be connected to somebody, you mince your words. You don't speak up. Because you fear losing whatever it is that you see in that person that you desire. And what I've learned in my journey is that it is never worth it. Whatever it is that you're seeking, whether it's a sponsor for the things that you want, because I hear a lot of women talk about the, you know, hypergamous relationships and how you need to do things a certain way in order to get a man to pay for things for you. Let me tell you something. Hear me and hear me good. In the last several years of my life, I have had to do nothing more than be myself. And I've had people give me everything, and I say people, but in the realm of dating, had people give me everything from cars to clothes to like whatever I wanted. And it wasn't because I manipulated them or because I kept my mouth shut and I didn't do things a certain way so I wouldn't rock the boat, you know, tipping on eggshells. That does not work. It is never worth it to compromise who you are as an individual for these things, because you could just work for it and have it yourself without the drama. It's never worth it. So the second thing that I want to talk about that is related to that is confidence. So confidence is a very attractive quality in any situation. When you look at people who are confident, these are the people who we often look up to, or the people who inspire you, the people who are bold enough to speak up, the people who are bold enough to wear what they want and say what they want to say and make waves and rock the boat. We're always enamored by people who are confident, not realizing that it stems from having a strong sense of identity. Now, I'm not talking about feigned confidence that's just for the world to see. I'm talking about the type of confidence that's rooted in you knowing yourself and understanding the value that you add to this world, and you living with intent in the way of getting up every day with the knowledge of your purpose and what you're here to do, and going out into the world intentionally doing that thing. So once I realized that I'm a speaker and I was created to share wisdom with people, there is not a day that goes by that I come in contact with other people that I don't do that. And what I love about the journey is that the more I have solidified my self-esteem and my purpose and my self-awareness and my confidence and all of those things, I don't have to seek out the opportunity to do any of those things because it literally drops in my lap. I literally attract the people. I, not even like 45 minutes ago, and I am recording from my car today, but not even 45 minutes ago, I had an interaction with somebody. And he, you know, I asked him how he was doing, and he said, you know, he wasn't doing okay. Today is not a good day, but he knows that things will get better. And so, once again, if you followed me long enough, you know about the video that I did where I shared the story about being at the bus station and praying in my mind for the opportunity to minister to somebody. Didn't say anything out loud. This prayer I said in my brain, and the man looked at me and said, "I know who sent you, and I don't want you to talk to me." I had a similar moment today after the young man told me that he wasn't having a good day, and I'm like, "Lord, I didn't say open the door. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I just remember praying internally, like, if there's anything I can do or say to help him have a better day, please open the floor, open the door, open the opportunity." And literally within minutes, he says to me, "Is it okay if I share with you what's going on with me? I know you're a stranger, but I just feel like I can tell you this." Let me tell you something. When you become confident and rooted in who you are and what you were put on this earth to do, it will come to you. It will literally come to you. You will always be where you're supposed to be as it relates to your purpose, because you will always cross paths with the people that you're supposed to. But this is also the result of being aligned. This is the result of understanding and being confident in who you were created to be, and allowing yourself to be led by the Spirit into the spaces that you're supposed to be in. Because there's somebody who needs what's on the inside of you. There's no way around it. Whatever you were created to do, the opportunities will always present themselves when you're in alignment. And they may even present themselves when you're out of alignment. But that should always be your sign to be intentional about staying in alignment. We're not going to be in alignment 100% of the time. We're human beings. But at the end of the day, when you make the concerted effort to do what you're supposed to do, the opportunities just come. So just keep that in mind. When you're confident in who you are and what you bring to a relationship, you're more likely to approach dating with a positive attitude and an open mind because you're secure within yourself. But confidence also helps you to navigate challenges and conflicts in relationships, because you're more likely to assert yourself and stand up for your needs, to speak up for yourself. So ultimately, a confident sense of identity can lead to having better relationships, having relationships that satisfy you, having relationships that fit what it is that you need. Okay. And then the third thing that I want to talk about is authenticity. Okay. We talked about this in the last episode as well, but I want to touch on it from a different angle this time. Your sense of identity influences your authenticity. Okay. When you're true to yourself and you're true to your values, this helps you to build a strong connection with your partner. That authenticity allows you to attract somebody who appreciates you for who you are, not who they perceive you to be or who they want you to be because of projections or anything like that. This allows you to have fulfilling and satisfying relationships as well, because when you, I mean, so let's just say, for example, you are a person who's into, I don't know, cosplay. I want to think of something that's kind of outside the box. You know, like if you enjoy cosplay and you enjoy the full spectrum of it, like getting dressed up, going to the conventions, you know, meeting new people at these conventions, being intentional about staying connected with those people because it's a hobby and an interest for you. When the people with whom you connect from the perspective of dating, when they know that about you, it allows them to decide, okay, is this something that I'm willing to support? And it allows you to connect with people, or you're being intentional about displaying those things, allows you to connect with people who aren't going to call you weird for participating in that, or being connected to, you know, a partner who is intentional about supporting you in that, whether it's going and dressing up with you or helping you to pick out your costume or helping you to get dressed or doing your makeup or whatever the case may be. You have someone who's supportive of what you've chosen to participate in. And this also reinforces that confidence, because truth be told, most of us do want to know that whoever our partner is, they may not take on our hobbies as their own hobbies, but knowing that they respect our hobbies and the things that we enjoy, it makes the relationship more fulfilling. Okay. Now, on the other hand, when you try to be somebody that you're not, or you conform to societal expectations, this leads to frustration. This leads to you being dissatisfied. And so obviously you don't have effective relationships when you're frustrated and dissatisfied as a result of trying to be something you're not, trying to fit in or do what seems to be acceptable to your partner or their family or whatever the case may be. Because I've seen a lot of examples of people trying to, and I use the church as the example a lot, because this is one of the arenas where I've just had a lot of interaction, both online and offline, with people who have left the church as a result of bad doctrine, as a result of people inserting themselves in the things of the spirit when they have no business doing that, judging people without supporting them and loving them. We were called to love one another. We were called to accept one another. So the judgment of each other, it's not helpful. Doesn't help anybody. And I think a lot of times people are more concerned about the judgment than they are the support, because it makes them feel good about themselves, which is unfortunate, because it should never make you feel good to tear other people down or to judge people or to try and make other people feel less than. It's not okay. But there are so many people in the church who operate that way, and it comes from a place of it's you know, like self-grandizing in a sense, because it's often about making themselves seem more holy than they are. Reality is, we all have something. Everybody has something. And even if they don't, that doesn't give them the right to judge other people. But I shared all of that to say, it's important that you approach this life with just pure authenticity, being the fullness of who you are, regardless of what anybody else thinks about you, because there's a tribe for you. And even if, like myself, according to human design, being single definition, where you don't necessarily need to rely on those outside connections in order to be solid and secure within yourself, or it's not even just about being solid and secure, but being able to think on your own and make decisions without a whole lot of outside influence. There are some people who are designed to be that way, to be able to look at things and analyze things and say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to handle this, this is who I'm going to be, or whatever the case may be. And then there are other people who were designed to rely on the energy of others to help facilitate it, not to use other people to solidify what those decisions are. It's about getting guidance. It's not about getting definitive answers per se, because at the end of the day, you have a mind of your own and you have been given the ability to think through these things. Sometimes you just need a little bit of guidance in that process. But anyway, that's all I have for today. I just wanted to share those three things to encourage you about being intentional in understanding your identity and how that affects how you date and how you handle relationships. So if you haven't booked your human design reading, make sure you go to innerbeautyreigns.com. Human design is a system of information that is based on astrology, the I Ching, quantum physics, the chakra system, and a few other elements that help you to understand your energetic blueprint, your roadmap to life. My business coach always says that what you know about yourself is the tip of the iceberg, and human design reveals what's beneath the surface. And so human design is something that everyone needs. And so when you're ready, make sure you go to the website, innerbeautyreigns.com, and I would be glad to assist. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to y'all in the next podcast.